what it used to be. There was so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, 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 oh. Wake up, fall to kiss. Time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who are coming up. The world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. Oh, 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 oh. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. No, 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 no. And the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, yeah. Make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and catch all the hell. They don't have so very long before the judgment day. Won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up, all the builders. Time to build a new land. I know we can do it if we just lend a hand. Is put it in our minds. Many things will work out. They do it every time. Oh, 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 oh. Now the world won't get no better if we just let it be. No, 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 no. So the world won't get no better. We gotta change again.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for that song. Thank you for the opening song. What is going on? And wake up indeed. It is time to wake up. Good morning, Unity friends and Unity family. I'm so glad we're together again today. It's officially summer. I was asked to wear a white shirt today to mark the beginning of official summer. And this means that we are in our third season of coronavirus. Woohoo! Hallelujah. We're still here. We are still here. I hope that you all are okay if I share another journal entry with you this morning. I was not planning to. But first, there is a poem that I would like to share that came to me. And it's called My Hand in God's by Florence Scripps Kellogg. Each morning when I wake and say, I place my hand in God's today, I know God will walk by my side. My every wandering step to guide. God leads me with the tenderest care when paths are dark and I despair. No need for me to understand if I but hold fast to God's hand. No hand in God's, my hand it is. My hand in God's, the power is. My hand in God's, no surer way to walk in safety through each day. By God's great bounty, I am fed, warmed by God's love and comforted. When at day's end, I seek my rest and realize how much I'm blessed, my thanks pour out to God, and then I place my hand in God's again. Florence Scripps Kellogg. This one is by John Britt Hall. Let's see what it says. 5 a.m., Sunday, June 21st, 2020, Father's Day. Once again, I am hours away from sharing another Sunday message. Depending on how I look at it, I'm always hours away from another Sunday message. In God, in spirit, there is no time. It's the construct made up by humans to keep track of things. Time is fleeting. Time stands still. Which is it? It can't be both, or can it? It's always both. Everything is always both. Alpha to Omega, simultaneously. Get out of your head, Britt. I feel another turn happening here. God, you know I trust you. I will get in the car if you drive it. The talk we plan to give is one thing, and then there's the talk we give. Opposites are always happening simultaneously. How can we know joy if we have never known sadness? How can we know light if we have never experienced the dark? How can we know success if we've never known defeat? Two caterpillars were crawling along a tree branch one day when a butterfly flew overhead. One caterpillar said to the other, "You will never get me up in one of those things." Whenever you were young, do you remember thinking 40 was so old? And 50 was really old? And 60 was really old? And 70 was ancient? And 80 was decrepit? And 90? Well, getting to 100 was the miracle of the world. My talk today is called Holy Shift. Holy Shift. There's an F in that word. Holy Shift. Because we are certainly going through shift, aren't we? We're always shifting. The caterpillars. They shift into butterflies. There's never a time we are not shifting. Someone sent me a wonderful cartoon the other day, and I've got to find those moments of joy, and I sent it to Leo. Leo, do you have that cartoon that I sent you? It's a cartoon that if 2020 was an ice cream truck, this is what it would look like. It would look just like this. If 2020 were an ice cream truck, it would be selling liver and onions. Thank you, Leo. Leo said, "I don't get it." I'm like, "Well, that's because you like liver and onions." Yesterday, I was looking for a photo, and I was looking for a photo for today's Father's Day tribute, and I looked everywhere. I looked all around the house, and I thought, where have I not looked? And there was one little chest that I use as a table. It's sort of an altar, but it's one that I don't pay much attention to. This is more of a table that I put spiritual knickknacks on. And every one of them is really meaningful to me. Every one of them has its own story. And one of the things that's on this table, this sort of kind of altar, is a pair of hands that I was drawn to years ago. This is where the talk for today took an entirely different turn, where I was looking for a picture. And I did find the picture, and you'll see it later in the Father's Day tribute. But really, this is about the hands. Because even as a kid, I have always associated God to an image of hands like this. And if you notice in the hands, there's some dust, there's some dirt. I don't know if because as a kid, it was because the song God's Got the Whole World in His Hands, or just learning and being taught that God was this anthropomorphic being. And I used to just lie in bed and marvel at how God could put the whole world in His hands. And it was like He was a giant in the sky. Am I the only one? But this image of hands has always brought me comfort. What this says to me, especially as an adult, but even as a kid, intuitively, it says to me, give me your problems. Give me your problems. I will handle them. And normally I put sacred stones or words, objects, affirmations, whatever is sacred to me, I'll put them in the hands. But I hadn't paid attention to these hands in a while. Clearly, I have not put anything in these hands for a while because they are dusty. And I was going to wash out the dust. I went, no, no, no. This dust is too important. I need to see the dust and the dirt and the reminder that this dust and this dirt is what it looks like when I am trying to handle things on my own. When I forget, and when I don't even realize I'm doing it. These hands are saying, I'm here, I'm not going anywhere. Again, am I the only one? And right now we're going through so much. It is so important right now to keep ourselves grounded, to keep ourselves centered. We've got this double pandemic that we're experiencing. Racism, Black Lives Matter, COVID-19, phase one, phase two. We've got all of these things that we're going through, and it's so important that we stay anchored in the truth, in unity principles. Unity's first principle. There is only one power and one presence in my life and in the universe, God the good. Is that true or is that not true? I've had a lot of people reach out to me to share, to regurgitate, to look for some kind of comfort or solace, thinking I've got some secret wisdom. Well, we all have that secret wisdom within us. And there is only one power and one presence. And it does not look like it right now. But we must stay grounded. We must keep ourselves centered in divine truth, divine principle. How often is it? Back to the hands. How often is what we are looking for right in front of us? Right in front of us. I told you that I did find the picture. This is show and tell day, I suppose. You're going to see that later. I'm going to put down Barbara Raven's prayer beads. I carry them with me a lot. But when I see these hands remind me, let not my heart be troubled. These hands can take whatever I've got. God can take it. Shift is happening. And I do believe that it's a holy shift. It is a holy shift. It is a seismic shift that is happening, and we are all going through our own shifts. And by the way, since today is the theme of holy shift, shift happens. You have to own your own shift. See what I did there? We are shifting. We need to take responsibility, and we need to be grounded in truth. When he saw the butterfly, the caterpillar said to the other, "You will never get me up in one of those things." Well, that thing is us evolving. We are evolving into our next selves. And we can either let our rage and our anger at what is going on and happening around us run the show. I see people doing it. Or we can use our divine passion for good. Yesterday afternoon, I was driving on the Upper West Side. I had to go down to Battery Park. And right as I turned onto the West Side Highway, down there it's West Street, and then it turns into the West Side Highway. All of a sudden, this swarm of bicycles started coming directly at me. And I mean swarm. Thousands of bicyclists on both sides, on the downtown side and the north side. And they were pushing the cars. They were moving the cars out of the way. Move out of the way. Move out of the way. They left one lane for the cars to go. And it was a Black Lives Matter protest on bicycles. Now, a lot of people were peacefully protesting. But then we're living in all things simultaneously, the Alpha, the Omega. There was also a lot of anger. There was a lot of anger, and there were threats to the cars. And I was just sending energy going, keep going. Keep going, man. Keep doing what you're doing. Do it peacefully. And I kept being reminded of one of my favorite quotes I carry with me, that Gandhi said, "An eye for an eye makes the whole world blind." And I think of Mother Teresa saying, "I will never go to a war protest, but I will be at a peace rally." We must not just move our feet. That's our fifth unity principle. Put all these things into practice. It's not just get still and pray and meditate. Those are part of what we must do to stay grounded, to stay centered, to have to exercise our spiritual practice. The fifth principle says move your feet, but we must pray and move our feet. Again, we can't let the rage and anger run the show. We've got to allow the divine passion be grounded in good. An eye for an eye makes the whole world blind. Some people go through life, and some people grow through life. Which do you feel like you're doing right now? Do you feel like you're going through life? Do you feel like life out there is running you? Are you growing through life? Because we're growing. Oh, we are growing. We're going to a place we don't know of yet. And we're leaving a place we can never go back to. And it's a good thing. What affects one of us affects all of us. I brought this up last time I spoke. We may not like all of our relatives, but we are all still related. We are all children of God, without exception, without fail. This is going on, and this is going on simultaneously. This past week, in the middle of the muck and the crap and the the anger, the rage, the things going on. I had a friend say, you know what, this week, the Supreme Court actually made me believe a little less in evil. I said, well, I hope you can let go of evil as a thing unto itself and know that there is evil behavior. Let's be reminded of that. There's evil behavior because we are always at the freedom of choice. We always have the freedom to choose. So this past week, there were some good things that happened for humanity, things that change lives, things that impact lives. And speaking of the Supreme Court vote in New York, Tuesday is the vote. If you haven't done your absentee ballot already, do it. Research who you're voting for, research what you're voting for, and then stand for it. A lot of people have fought for our right to vote, for our voice to be heard. So use your voice. Use your voice. Get warmed up for what's coming in the fall to use your voice. There's something that I do often during the week, and it's when I'm feeling, I come across something that inspires me. A lot of times I will print it out. I'm a visual kind of person. Sometimes if I find something, I know if I don't mark it in some way that's really obvious to me, it'll be gone. It'll out of sight, out of mind. But there was one particular post the other day, and I totally don't have permission to use it. But I figure since my friend Ray Lee posted this on Facebook, it was okay. It really struck me. And I never knew that Ray was such a beautiful writer. And it reminded me that Tony Robbins said, life is too short to suffer. Ain't it the truth? Life is too short to suffer. So Ray's post the other day, his beautiful post is called Life's Moments. I went over to Manhattan Plaza, as I'm often wont to do for a bit of quiet reading and to watch all the doggies that come out. I was ensconced on one of the benches there, quietly absorbed in my book, when I heard a voice ask, is anyone sitting here? Pointing out to the spot next to me. I replied, no, you are. She took a seat, and after about 5 minutes, she asked if I minded if she smoked. I said, no, go ahead. She looked at me elderly, and I said, how long have you had the habit? And she replied, well, on and off for most of my life. I quit 25 years ago. But after my sister passed away 2 years ago, I took it up again. She was 95. I turned 89 last month and figured it's over soon, so why the hell shouldn't I do something I enjoy? My goodness, I said, 89? You've certainly been witness to a lot of change. And she went on about how she'd married when she was young. I didn't really love him, but the one I was in love with got himself killed in the Korean War. And this guy was his best friend who told me he'd always had a thing for me. And so I decided, what the hell? Stupidest thing I ever did, looking back, she said, laughing. But I did get my two boys out of it. God, they were the joy of my life. First one, he got killed in Vietnam. I was a mess. But my husband took it pretty stoically. He was a military man for about 30 years. My second son, he was my favorite. Probably because he was the most like me. He died of AIDS back in 90. That was damn near killing me. that damn near got me. I looked after him in the final days, even though my husband wouldn't go visit him in the hospital. Really tore me up. Kept praying to take me or put me in his place. Husband died 12 years ago. Cancer. Went quick. Can't say I felt much. We had drifted apart. Marriage on paper only. Found out year after he died, he had 2 kids by some other woman in New Jersey. Can't say I was much surprised. So, I'm end of the line. Probably be dead for a week before anyone even notices, she said, laughing. No regrets. Just wish my mama had lived longer. She passed when I was 21. Bad car accident. No control over those things. As she finished her cigarette, she got up to leave, saying she had to get home to feed her cat. Old like me, that cat, poor thing, sleeps most of the time. Thanks for listening to an old lady today, laughing. She walked away slowly. And as I sat there, I thought, what circumstances or fate had led her to me in that spot, at that time, to depart to me all that wisdom? I understand sometimes people just need someone to listen. I am glad I did. When she walked away, I thought of a line from the film The Shawshank Redemption, when Red says to Andy, get busy living or get busy dying. So it is. Ray, I'm so grateful that you channeled that and that I was in the right place at the right time to find it when I went on Facebook one day. You are a good listener. People need to be heard. People need to be listened to. I'm going to invite you to make a space to do that very thing, to listen with your heart. And this week, to do something that brings you joy, just even a speck of joy, something that brings you joy, something you love to do. Take news breaks. You'll find out what's going on. We must keep praying and moving our feet. But just do something that brings you joy. If you want to right now, share a little something. Just share something in the comments section of what brings you joy. It might bring somebody else joy. It might be, oh, wow. A lot of us feel like we are in ruts. Like we've been closed into our homes, even though we can get out now, that we're still in this place where there's not a human connection, missing human touch. Let's keep touching each other's hearts. Let's keep giving things to God, to the hands of God. We know it's not literal. God is within. And God is everywhere present at all times. And also this week, just notice what is draining your energy. I want you to take care of yourselves. Self-care is so important. Do something that brings you joy. Do something that is nurturing and self-caring. And just notice what might be sucking your energy, draining your energy, and say no to it. Say, thank you for sharing. I am done with you. I am good. I'd like us to prepare to meditate. And as we do, I want to share the poem again with you. My Hand in God's, Florence Spritz Kellogg. I invite you to take a breath. Breathe, remember to breathe. Remember to sit up straight and breathe. Let that breath go from the top of your head all the way down through the soles of your feet. Each morning when I wake, I say, I place my hand in God's today. I know God will walk by my side, my every wandering step to guide. God leads me with the tenderest care when paths are dark, when I despair. No need for me to understand if I but hold fast to God's hand. My hand in God's, no surer way to walk in safety through each day. By God's great bounty, I am fed, warmed by God's love, and comforted. When at day's end, I seek my rest and realize how much I'm blessed, my thanks pour out to God, and then I place my hand in God's again. Take another breath. If you feel overwhelmed by the challenges facing you, be assured that God is healing everything right now. God is healing your anxieties, your resentments. God is healing your uncertainty about yourself or about another. God is healing everything now. There is absolutely nothing within your mind, emotions, body, or life that God cannot touch and lift and make whole. There is nothing so chronic or so habitual or so deeply rooted within the subconscious regions of your being that God cannot heal. There is no area of your life in which God cannot function to help and restore, to bless and bring benefit. Give God the opportunity at this moment by declaring strongly and with thankfulness, God is healing everything. My heart is in your keys.
Then I become my strong.